I'm out of tune, you're out of key. I think it's you, you think it's me. What are the words I did forget? I'm musical missteps.
What is up, Jerry? Welcome to Monday and another episode of Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps. This week we celebrate the 1 year anniversary of the podcast. We revisit the very first subject of our first episode, and we discuss which of the episodes are our favorite. All of that and more right now on Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps.
All we can do, look back and laugh. Bailed Out with James and Zach.
It's me, Jordan, from Newfound Glory, chilling in my car, and you're listening to James and Zach on Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps. And if you're not listening, well, then you're stupid.
Hello, everyone. I am Zach, joined by James. We are here today to bring you a podcast episode called Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps. How are we doing today?
You talking to me?
You.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm good, dude. You know, I'm ready to roll.
You. You know, well, good.
I can always tell if an episode is going to be good based on how easy it is for me to put the studio, aka Fort, together.
How was the Fort today?
Not good. So let's do this.
is the curdled milk smell gone at least?
Still got a little lilac kind of thing going on in here.
Well, that's better than nothing.
Slight hint of rotten milk.
Oh, just the slight yeah. Tinge, huh?
yeah. So,
well,
so Zach, I had this idea for this week's episode. It's going to be a little different than normal.
Yeah. So, why is that?
Well, Zach, I got a little trivia for you.
Okay.
Do you know what happened on January 27th, 2021?
We either recorded or released the first episode of Bailed Out.
The first episode of Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps, went live to the world.
Oh, okay. So that's a year ago today.
Today. So we're recording on the 27th. This episode will come out the 31st. So it is the 1 year anniversary of Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps.
Hey.
Congratulations. Nice. Like, happy anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, man. Same to you, buddy.
None of this would be possible without our loyal listeners.
Yes. The loyal ones we have.
The loyal
ones.
They're
out there.
We appreciate those folks. You know, we just thought we'd take this time to not only kind of reflect about the podcast a little bit, but also kind of redo one of my favorite episodes that, if I don't know if anybody has noticed, but is actually no longer available on our platform.
It's gone.
It's gone. Yeah. So what are we thinking here, Zach?
We are going to re-record an episode.
I don't want to call it. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, no, I agree. We're not going to recall it. We're just going to do the song again.
Yeah, we're doing it again. It's got to be completely different. I mean, we may say some of the same jokes. We don't know what's going to happen here. But what I do know is this particular song had the most listens by far, and it kept getting listens.
Yes, it did.
Tons of listens.
And the reason why we took it down is just because the recording quality and everything was so terrible. The episode wasn't necessarily bad. It was a little clunky first episode.
But there were some growing pains.
There was. So we decided to do it over again and give the people what they want. And apparently that's MacArthur Park.
MacArthur Park, the very first episode that was released. Mm-hmm. We did do a pilot that
we did.
never saw the light of day. I do think that we'll put it out though someday.
I do. Yeah, I think we should. I think we should.
But I wanted to you know, to do this as a celebration, but also because that first episode, I literally recorded it in my car.
Yeah.
And we recorded it on our cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it just sounded so bad.
You know what's funny is not too long ago, I did a interview with another podcast. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Right. So I got on there and we were doing a FaceTime type of interview. And this cat is in his car. Right.
But did he have a microphone?
No, he had a setup in his car. Like he had a SUV. Whole setup. He had a whole setup in his fucking Ford Explorer or whatever the hell it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so I didn't have the studio that I have now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I have a wife and kids. I live in an apartment. It's not a huge apartment, so you know, I thought it would be the best place. The main living area of the apartment is like one big room, you know, open concept, and it's just real echoey. So I was like, yeah, I'll go to the car, and it just, and the cell phone thing didn't help. So now if you go back and look, the first episode that is live is Joe Exotic here, Kitty Kitty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So Zach, do you remember anything about the first time we recorded MacArthur Park?
I really don't remember a whole lot about it. I remember some things, but not a whole lot, really. I really don't.
Do you remember what song you picked as your song recommendation?
Could not tell you.
You don't even remember that?
No, I'm serious, man. That's a year ago. That was a year ago. What was yours? Do you remember what your song?
Well, so I have my notes here, actually, still.
You have your notes? Oh, man.
Yeah, so I do all my notes on the computer, and all of them are saved on a file, yeah.
Okay, all right, dig it.
So my first song that I picked because I wanted to tie in the song somehow. So I picked a song that the drummer...
Yeah.
Who drummed on MacArthur Park actually drummed on another song.
Yeah.
And it was actually Mrs. Robinson by Simon and Garfunkel is the song.
Oh, that's a great song.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah, a good song. Yeah.
You know what else I forgot to mention on last week's episode?
What's that?
On Be My Baby?
Mm-hmm.
The guy who drummed on MacArthur Park.
Drummed on.
And Mrs. Robinson drummed on that song too as well. Yeah.
Man.
Hal Blaine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So there's
Do you have in your notes what my song was by chance?
I don't. I only have notes for myself. I think it was Wu-Tang Clan.
Was it? It could have been. Could have been.
Was it not? Hold on. There. I'm going to actually, I still have, I can listen to it. Let's see.
It was Triumph was a song that I picked by the Wu-Tang Clan at one point.
Let's see. I mean, and so the first episode, like we each set our own bail amount individually and then decided if we should, you know, do it.
If we were going to bail it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah. Dig it.
You did. Yeah, Wu-Tang Clan was your first recommendation song.
It's worthy.
It is, yeah. I bomb atomically. Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scarred shogun. Explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet shine blind forensics. I inspect view through the future. See millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the masses with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets. Queen bees ease the guns in. So Mrs. Robinson and Wu-Tang Clan. So it has been brought to my attention that Zach doesn't have any notes on the song this week. So I'll really go over some stuff.
So yeah, I did find a really interesting note though today when I was before we started the podcast. So I'll let you go over what you got and I'll add my little flair afterwards.
All right, perfect. Okay. So obviously we are revisiting the song MacArthur Park by Richard Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The song was written and produced by Jimmy Webb. And the song was released in 1968, Zach.
Yes.
The song was on the record titled A Tramp Shining.
That's right. Yep.
You remember that? Yeah. It was released on Dunhill Records.
So.
Okay.
I don't know if you've got this in your notes, but I'm going to share a little information about Dunhill Records.
Is that what you found today?
It's what I found today.
All right, let's go.
Okay, so Lou Adler, you know who Lou Adler is?
He sounds familiar. Lou Adler.
Yeah, well, he very much so is. So he produced a lot of amazing albums and movies, even. Okay.
Okay.
So he produced for likes like the Mamas and the Papas. Mm-hmm. He produced Carole King's Tapestry, one of the best albums.
Oh, I love Carole King. Everybody knows if you listened to an episode a while ago. I know Carole King.
He produced Tapestry, okay?
Beautiful album.
He founded Dunhill Records, okay? He also was the executive producer for the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, interesting.
Little side note, okay? He was kidnapped.
He was kidnapped.
Right? Lou Adler was. For the ransom of, take a guess what the ransom was.
Probably something stupid like $50,000.
$25,000. $25,000.
What year was that?
I think it was in the 70s.
Either way, that's not a lot of money.
Right, right. $1 million.
If I can pay the ransom for a kidnapping, I don't care what year it is, you know you fucked up.
You fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's funny is the police actually recovered almost $15,000 of the ransom.
So the ransom was paid.
It was paid. The people were caught. Okay. One of them was sentenced to life in prison.
For $25,000?
Well, the kidnapping, man.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Actually, not even $10,000.
But how long did it take him to record it or to recover?
I don't think it took very long.
Yeah, I mean,
it didn't go into that. But yeah, I just thought that was pretty bananas. Like, that's fucking crazy.
That's funny. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, when I worked in Louisville, Kentucky, mm-hmm. we had a lot of people with the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
That would stay at the hotel.
Yeah.
And we had the owners of a horse staying there. I forget the name of the horse. But the owner of the horse was from Venezuela.
Okay.
And he was kidnapped twice. Yeah.
Holy shit. So if you get any money, don't go to Venezuela, apparently. Right?
Oh, you kidnapped in Venezuela. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't go there,
bro.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
No. Yeah. But
he was kidnapped twice. That's crazy.
Twice. Yeah. I forget the stories behind it. I forget the name of the horse. I forget the name of the guy. They were really nice people. I remember that. And I thought to myself, well, he didn't deserve to be kidnapped. And I remember the horse racing is expensive, right? And
oh yeah, it's wild.
During the Kentucky Derby, we really go hard on the rates and stuff. And the guy had a lot of rooms.
Oh yeah.
And they had trouble paying for the room. So I was like, it doesn't seem like the kind of guy you want to kidnap.
Right? Ooh, yeah. Man, that's crazy.
So this song reached number 2.
Yes.
On Billboard's Hot 100. I don't know if you remember that, Zach.
I do.
Number 4 in the UK.
Yep, that's right.
The album Tramp Shining was actually nominated for Album of the Year at the Grammys in 1969. I don't even know if you remember that.
Well, I do remember somebody, didn't somebody win a Grammy with the song, but not Absolutely. Richard Harris, right?
Yes, yes, yes. So, well, Waylon Jennings won a Grammy for his version of the song. I don't have the year, but it was actually a number one disco hit in 1978.
Donna Summer.
Donna Summer, you remember.
That's right. Waylon Jennings, that's interesting too.
Yeah. That's a I've not listened to that version. Maybe we'll put in a clip of that right here.
MacArthur Park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green ice flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. But I don't think that I can take it. Thought it took so long to make it. I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no.
Because the spark is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it. Cause it took so long to make it. And I'll never have that recipe again.
All right, so let's see what else here. I'm sure you'll remember this, Zach. The song was originally written for another group that turned it down.
Yes.
Do you remember the group?
The Association.
The Association,
Yeah.
And as we discussed last time, the Association recorded a song called Broccoli.
Right, which you can go back and listen to.
Yeah.
Right.
So they thought this song was so fucking bad that they said no to this, but recorded Broccoli.
And that's crazy. And we'll get into the song, obviously, but we know, and the people that, you know, have listened to the podcast before, if you haven't, welcome. But this song is so bad. Like, I can't believe that any form or aspect of this song could win a Grammy. I just don't believe it.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Yeah,
I mean, it's an awful song, man. We'll put in the Donna Summer version too, but I can't imagine, no matter the genre,
it's just bad.
Shit song.
It's got to be bad.
The lyrics
I heard part of the Donna Summer song, but I've never heard the Waylon Jennings song.
And I haven't. So what we're going to do different this time, before when we first started doing the podcast, you know, Zach and I would listen to the song before and just read the lyrics and stuff. We're going to listen to the song together. We're going to put clips of the song in and kind of go over it, kind of like we do now on the current format. So when we first started the podcast, I was worried about like copyright infringements. We both were, and we didn't want to get in trouble and have people coming after us and stuff.
Right.
But now I'm just like, fuck it. I don't care. I hope they do. It'll give us some publicity.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see, what else do I got? The song was written by a guy named Jimmy Webb.
Yeah, we already went over that.
When the first time we heard the song, do you have any other kind of information or anything to go over, Zach?
That's it, man. I haven't listened to the song in a long time. It's been a long one. Yeah.
I haven't listened to that episode of our podcast in a long time either.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I got the same notes. Maybe we'll go over. We may tell some of the same jokes. We may tell some new jokes. This might be a horrible podcast episode. It might be a great podcast episode.
We'll find out.
It could already be horrible. I don't fucking know. We'll see how it goes. We're putting this out for the anniversary. We've decided if this sucks, we'll record another episode tomorrow. And go from there. So I think I'm ready, Zach, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
To listen to the song.
I'm so ready.
For us, girl, it ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and were pressed in love's hot fevered iron like a striped pair of pants.
All right.
Oh, man, dude, that brings back some good memories.
Doesn't it, though?
I will say, like, I remembered the lyrics.
Yeah.
Pretty good. It brought back great memories.
I felt like we did good.
I will say, so my notes from before, I have the song starts with a musical intro with some kind of piano and then horns coming on top of it. And remember, we had difficulty identifying that instrument.
Yeah. We did.
But luckily for us, we've got a musical father, and he let us know that that is a harpsichord.
A harpsichord. Yep.
Yes, not a harp.
Yeah.
Harpsichord.
Correct.
So, I mean, let's go, man. And I'll read the lyrics because Zach doesn't have them pulled up because he's playing the song for us. But the lyrics go a little something like this. Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and were pressed in love's hot, fevered iron like a striped pair of pants.
Poetry.
Golden.
Poetry. A striped pair of pants, man.
The first verse is, I think, in my opinion, the least fucking weird.
I mean, so far, okay? So far up to this point, yeah, you're like, okay. All right, it starts out very strange, dude. It does, man. Like, it sounds like you've gone to the theater and you're waiting for fucking Phantom of the Opera to come out. It's just really strange.
Yeah.
It's strange. It's weird. It opens strange. The harpsichord, to me, it almost doesn't fit like what's going on with the rest of the song at some stages. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I don't remember if you, or I don't know if you remember what I first described the voice of Dick.
Yeah.
It immediately made me think of Count Chocula singing.
Yeah. 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 It's good. It's a good analogy.
Still a good analogy.
Still holds up a year later.
1 year later. That aged perfectly.
Brilliant.
I mean, spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead. I don't mind that lyric.
Yeah.
Between the parted pages and were pressed in love's hot fevered iron like a striped pair of pants. So that's kind of when it
starts going a little weird.
It falls off the tracks to me there.
Yeah. Man. Yeah.
It is. It's a disaster and it doesn't get any better. So, Zach, if you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no.
Boom. Oh, man. This is when it starts getting really good.
Man, you know what takes me back. It takes me back to the first time I heard it. Because, you know, when it came on, I was not expecting it. And like you said, when it started, you're just like, okay, whatever. And then it gets into that freaking chorus. And you're just like, what did he just... What is he talking about? A cake?
Well, and I'm going to tell you what, too, man. Like, I have recently taken up some baking. Ask my wife.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Okay. I love to see that.
I'll send you a picture, buddy. I have some brownies coming this week. But it doesn't take that long to bake. I don't understand what kind of bake this cat's making.
No. Well, dude. I think it's just, I don't know. Well, man, you don't know what kind of cake it was.
Yeah. I mean, what does a pound cake or a bundt cake take longer than like a regular funfetti cake? Cause that's my specialty, funfetti.
A funfetti. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, who knows, man? But so in those days, I don't know how it worked. Could you go and you get your icing off the shelf, or like, did they have to like fucking whip that shit up, man?
This is 1968. It could have been a whole fucking different ball game. I don't know how good the Betty Crocker was back then.
Right,
that's true. I definitely don't think funfetti was around then.
And they were, you know, they were cooking on a hot stone and shit. You know what I mean?
Exactly, over an open fire. Yeah, exactly. Pretty sure that's how the 60s were.
Right.
I've seen videos of Woodstock. It was pretty primitive.
Yeah, it sure was. You know what the crazy thing is, man? Is if you think about it, like the 60s seemed like so long ago. And I was watching something the other day that Dazed and Confused, okay, was a movie that was released in 1991 that was set in 1976.
Yeah.
That would be like a movie coming out today set in 2005.
Yeah, it's nuts, man. That's what happens when you get old, bro.
You know what I mean? You know.
All right.
Woodstock happened, 13 years before you were born?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's weird, huh? If you put it that way.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready to read these lyrics, Zach. Are you ready to get on these things or what?
Dude, I'm so ready.
All right, so... It goes, MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it because it took so long to bake it. And I'll never have that recipe again. Oh, no. I mean, so the thing is like, I you know, we talked about this before. You know, if that recipe is so important to you,
mm-hmm.
you got to hold on to that fucking thing.
You got to keep it.
Like, what are you doing?
Write down the recipe book or whatever.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I understand this is the 60s. So they probably, you know, are, you know, they're using abacuses and fucking,
yeah.
you know, shit like that to measure stuff. But still, you can write it down. I'm pretty sure he could have used like a feather and some ink and like a quill, and like he still could have at least written it down.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. And why is there, and this is what I have yet to understand, is why in the hell is the cake at the park in the rain?
Well, yeah. I mean, do they not have like shelters that you could rent at the park back then?
Yeah. Do you even have to rent shelters at the park? Don't you just go there and use them? Because like,
well, some of them you have to reserve. I don't know what I mean. I've never been to MacArthur Park. I don't know if it's like, you know, how busy it is. Like a lot of people could be getting, like if it's waterfront, maybe, you know, it's a popular month of birthdays or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what though? Like going back and listening to the song now, like there's a lot of angst in this song, man. Like, emo is making a comeback. It's like all the rage now.
Coming back. Yeah.
I feel like this is probably like the first emo song.
The first, yeah. No, it is. It is.
This is it, man. He is so upset. Totally. Oh no.
Oh no.
This guy should be on that When We Were Young fucking festival coming up.
Right? Yeah, I could see it.
The Emo's Not Dead cruise, like Emo's Not Dead.
Yeah, man.
Get him on the
cruise to be on. You know, somebody call Jordan.
Yeah, get it. He'll hook it up.
Yeah, right. I forgot. Is Tricky Dick still alive?
He's dead, I think. Let me look.
Ah, shit.
Yeah.
It's all right. Well, you can just
maybe
you can invite Donna Summer.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. He died October 25th, 2002. R.I.P. Damn.
He's been gone for a while. He didn't get to see the fucking full emo wave, really.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. You're pioneering, didn't get to make it.
Yep, absolutely. Let's see. What year did Waylon? He just died recently. No, that was 2002 as well.
Waylon? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Donna's
I have
our last hope.
Yeah. I have a friend that, performs with one of the Jennings.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Donna Summer died in 2012.
Fuck me. Well, I better call Big Mike Stacy and tell him to dust off the guitar.
Again, man, I mean, if the cake's that important to you, if you're out there celebrating, I don't know again what meteorology was like back then, but you know,
yeah,
look at the weather.
Couldn't be any worse than what it is now.
That's what you're gonna say. All right, man. Do you have anything else to say about the
No, I don't. Yeah, right. Ready? Here we go.
Yeah, let's go.
I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. The birds like tender babies in your hands, and the old men playing checkers by the trees.
Boom!
Boom! Another great, great verse here. The lyrics go a little something like this. I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground at your knees. The birds like tender babies in your hands. And the old man or men playing checkers by the trees.
That's my favorite.
So this paints a picture to me. Yeah.
This is still perverted as fuck to me.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, this to me is he is remembering a young lady performing for a pleasure onto him.
Yes.
In a yellow dress.
Correct.
And
the perverts are checking it out.
The perverts are watching. Yeah, by the tree.
They were playing checkers.
They were playing chess.
Right.
It is checkers. Yeah, checkers. Yeah.
Yeah. They were playing checkers. No longer. Fucking hanging out by the trees and not a good look.
King me.
Yeah.
And then I remember you, Zach, you equated the tender
baby birds. Yes.
to a male member, I believe.
Yeah, the genitalia.
Yeah.
The waywos.
The waywos.
Yeah.
Let's see, man. I got my notes before really detailed into the song. So apparently I was pleased with the dramatic pause between the word checkers and by the trees.
Yeah, that's good. That was good.
All right. So let's go. And then I'll read you my next notes I have here. I'm really into the music. We've evolved so much. The beginning of the podcast, we were really let's break down these songs. in our last episode, all we did was make fun of Humpback Chunk's neck tattoo for 20 minutes. The evolution of Bailed Out.
It's true. It's true.
MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no.
Man,
that's good. So now this is when we're getting ready to get in. So this next part, so that's the chorus again. I don't think we need to read the lyrics. Same lyrics as before. But this is where I say here, chorus again, then a fairly long musical interlude with some strings and horns in there. Then a time change for the third verse, much slower. The piano and strings are now gone, replaced with heavy bass and rim knocks and some light guitar in the back. Music sounds better, but without the overproduction of the first two verses, you can really hear Dick sing. Not good. That's where my head was, dude. I
poor
almost
Dick.
Yeah, poor Dick. I almost make zero notes about the songs anymore.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. But still.
Right? It's more solo.
So I'm really into the music here.
You're keen into it, bud. I mean, you're breaking it down. I dig it.
So let's see. Go ahead.
Maybe we need to go back to that, you know.
A lot of people listen to that episode. So our most listened to episode. So let's see. So now that's what I described about what is getting ready to go on next. Let's see how accurate.
Let's hear
my notes are here. Listen for the rim knocks.
Yeah,
I'll listen. Wait, was it?
Yeah, the rim knocks. Heavy
bass. Yeah, pianos and strings. All right, let's go.
Yeah, okay, here we go. This is, I think you're on to something here, because this is like the Black Parade before the Black Parade. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All the time changes, the melody changes, man. Everything.
This is the world's first emo song.
Yeah, for sure. Here we go. There's some rim knocks.
Yep. Heavy bass.
Heavy bass. Boom.
There will be another dream for me. Someone will bring.
Boy, I'm pretty sure he's just playing that E string the whole time.
Oh, yeah, man.
See now? And I will say this here. Let me just say something here.
The
musicianship here again is just, it is really good. You've got a lot of talent here. Like it sounds, you know what I mean? Like they just, it's like you, okay. Filet mignon's delicious.
Yeah. Okay.
Buddy. All right. So is funfetti cake, but you don't mix them together.
That's true.
And you know what I mean? You just don't do that, right? You just, and that's what I feel like maybe we've got in a lot of this song. You know, you've got your filet over here. You've got your funfetti cake, as Uncle James loves.
Yeah.
But Richard's singing steamed Brussels sprouts. Okay.
Haggis.
There's nothing. Right. Yes, yeah. Nothing good about it. So, I mean, like, that's the thing that sucks is about Richard is, like I said, there's some good.
He ruined it.
Yeah. He fucked it
the,
up.
The big breakdown that comes up after this verse.
Yeah.
It well, jams. We'll get it to rips. It. Rips. We'll, yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
After all the loves in my life, you'll still be the one. I will take my life into my hands, and I will use it. I will win the worship in their eyes, and I will lose. I will have the things that I desire, and my passion flow like rivers to the sky.
I'm telling you, this is a fucking bad musical.
It's so bad, yeah, man.
This like the part, okay, you could play the one, like, in, like, when Woody and Buzz were getting separated from each other in Toy Story, the like all the, you know what I mean? The string instruments. Like, it's, man, it's just weird, dude. It's so weird. I mean, and then the lyrics are
awful. I mean, yeah. I remember, I don't know if it was this, this does sound like a musical. And I remember last time we were talking about how, like, it sounds like not even an off Broadway play, like this thing is playing at like the Staten Island Community Center, like
it's Branson for sure.
Yeah. Or maybe the by the Newark Airport, that Holiday Inn, what was his name, Nick
B.
Nick B was staying at, like, they put this play on in the meeting room there.
yeah he was taking notes. Right.
Let's see. So that was a long verse, and it is a time change.
Yes.
Let's see here. So the words are like this. There will be another song for me, for I will sing it.
Well, good.
I think we decided that we wish that he did not. Yeah.
Don't do that.
There will be another dream for me. Someone will bring it.
I don't know who's bringing it.
This is a nightmare that you have brought to us.
Right. Either track that motherfucker down.
I will drink the wine while it is warm, okay, and never let you catch me looking at the sun.
Two things here. Yep. Two things. Okay. I don't know what he's drinking.
We decided it was a like a Merlot or something.
Yeah, this would be a red for sure.
Yeah.
And don't stare into the sun, Richard.
Don't look in the sun. It's good. I remember I said last time that's something like Donald Trump would do during an eclipse.
It's because he did it.
Like, that's not a political joke. That's just a fact. Donald Trump looked at the sun.
Hey, you know, look.
It is what it is. Facts is facts. Let's see. After all the loves of my life, you'll still be the one.
Yeah. Okay.
I will take my life into my own hands, and I will use it.
Black Parade.
And this is Black Parade. I will win the worship in their eyes, and I will lose it. Mm-hmm. I will have the things that I desire, and my passion flow like rivers through the sky. I don't know what the fuck that means. What's a river through the sky?
Dude, it sounds to me like he found out how many albums he was about to sell. Or the follow-up to this one, and he's just gonna go, you know.
Well, I remember too. You interpret this as him taking his life into his own hands and
ending it. Yeah, it
I
sounds like he's
this
going to the trash can behind the Sizzler and doing himself in.
I interpret, yeah, exactly. I interpret this as him, you know, taking over.
He's empowering himself.
He's empowering himself. Yeah. Yes. So okay. That's the beauty of music, though. Two people can hear the same song and interpret it different ways.
Different. Yeah.
But I think we can all agree this song fucking sucks.
Yeah. Interpret however you want.
Yeah.
It's still a piece of garbage. Yes.
You don't absolutely need to be a musical expert to know this song fucking sucks. I mean, right. Jimmy Webb had to be on fucking LSD or something writing this thing. Like, what is he fucking talking about?
Well, man, that's what he, maybe he realized, like, fuck, I wrote this song. I had everything I wanted. I had the respect of you all. Now, not so much.
Yeah.
Once this thing hits the airwaves, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap, you know what I mean? Man.
I'm telling you, man, it seemed dark to me. It seemed dark to me, and I wish that we would know exactly what it meant. But it seems dark, and it's so, like you said, it's crazy that you see it as like an uplifting. I see it as a...
Yeah, I'm glass half full, you're glass half empty.
Yeah, this is a glass half empty type of song to me. You know what I mean? I mean, look at the song. The cat's fucking crying over a fucking green cake. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so well, maybe that's why I go there.
He is Irish, and so yeah. I'm guessing that it's green because this is for a St. Patrick's Day celebration.
It probably was.
So
I'd say so.
Yeah, spring day. So I mean, it makes sense that there would be rain.
It really does.
So you're onto maybe something. Yeah, there you go. See, that's why we went back and revisited it.
Yeah, so, I mean, because, you know, March in Southern California is lovely. You know what I mean?
It is, yeah. I mean, is that where MacArthur Park is? We don't know.
It's a real park.
Is it?
A real park. Yeah, I looked it up today, actually.
Where's it at?
California.
Oh, it is in California. Oh, well, yeah. It never rains in Southern California.
It does not. Not hardly.
Oh, see, this is another reason we went back to it, because
I have seen it rain in Southern California.
Yeah. One time. Well, yeah, and I remember we were out there for a few months one summer.
Dude, it was weeks and it rained one time, and that's when I saw the rain.
It sprinkled. Was that it? It sprinkled. Okay, I didn't know if it was different. Yeah, it barely even sprinkled, and we were like, whoa. I don't think I have finished the lyrics of this verse.
No, you probably have not.
All right, so like we got my passion flows like rivers through the sky. After all the loves of my life, oh, after all the loves of my life, I'll be thinking of you and wondering why.
Rainbow in the sky. I'm not really. Yeah, dude. I don't know, man. It's a weird one to me.
All right, so my notes now after this is now there's another time change, but it's faster than the original time signature.
Okay.
So we're now on our third time signature of the song.
Ooh.
So now there's a very long musical interlude coming up that I say actually rips.
Okay, well, let's...
Okay, hold on. Let's hear first. Okay.
Oh, okay, I apologize.
There are a couple of nice breakdowns with even more time changes in the same long interlude. I say I don't even bother to count how many there are, but it's actually really good. And this whole breakdown is I've got the time, Zach, and I asked you this before. Do you remember how long this musical breakdown?
2 minutes and 13 seconds.
It's 1 minute and 50 seconds.
Okay, close. All right.
But this is a long song. How long is the song, Zach?
7 minutes.
7 minutes. It's a long song. So here we go. Get ready for a minute and 50 seconds of what I consider to be ripping music.
Thank you.
room.
Jesus Christ, man.
Holy shit. Hey, dude.
That took you, on a ride.
What? Man, it did. You know what I pictured in my mind there? Okay.
What?
Richard Ramirez, okay? Jam into that on the way to his next victim, and his fucking gremlin just fucking eardrum the fuck out of that motherfucker. Beat the steering wheel. Fucking Richard Ramirez doing it. Southern California, he's stalking in the night.
Stalking and murdering and doing the thing, man.
That's, man, he's just fucking, that's You're his right, fucking soundtrack.
What year, what year?
The Night Stalker?
Yeah.
I'm going to look that up, buddy.
Yeah. I'm sure he's listening, but it's funny because there's a lot of songs that I listen to and like they'll have breakdowns and shit. I'm like, man, I wish they would have gone just a little longer with that. You know what I mean? Not this one. Yeah.
No.
That one I'm done with it. And I gotta say, like I said that it rips. I don't think it rips as much as I remember.
Well, I mean, dude, you know, it's not hateful, you know.
There were some parts, yeah. Didn't need to be that long.
It certainly did not. 84 he started. 84. His,
yeah,
man. That they can prove anyway.
Yeah, so I'm sure you're right. I bet he was listening to this. Dude. He was taking other people's lives into his own hands.
Correct.
Not okay. Look, no. And his name.
Richard.
Dick on dick.
Dick on dick on dick.
Dick on dick, man. Oh, God. So,
dick on dick crimes.
Now, we've got just one more chorus to go through, I believe.
Yeah, we do. Here we go.
Let's go.
That fucker never ends.
Never ends. That, I mean, that note that they hit there at the end, the ladies, what do you think? That might have been the Ronettes. I mean,
it might have been the Ronettes.
They fucking nailed it, though. I have here in my notes, like when he says, I don't think, he sounds like Daffy Duck because like, I don't think that I, I mean, okay. That's on production there. That's on the producer. That's on good old Bones.
Bones.
So that's the song. Now, I don't remember what we set bail for on that originally. Let me see here.
Don't quite remember. Someone I think told you it was a half million.
Because we each did our own. So we'll go with what your, I think yours was a half a million, right?
Pretty sure it was.
And neither of us bailed it out.
No.
I mean, I just, this is an awful song. I can't believe how successful it was.
I can't either.
And I can't believe that we had never heard it.
I can believe that we never heard it.
Really? Because, I mean.
Yes, I absolutely can.
I can
believe it.
There are a lot of songs from the 60s that
we know. Like we grew up on it.
We know, yeah. And a song that was that popular, I can't believe it never made it into the house, or like we didn't hear it on an oldie station or something. Or maybe I did hear it and I just blocked it out of my memory.
I don't know. I don't remember. Yeah, I mean, that's so one thing I can say about the parents of the podcast, they listen to some good stuff. And just don't. You know, I just don't think this has been something they were getting down to. It's probably why we never heard it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And again, you can't really play a 7-minute fucking song on the. It's 7 minutes and 20 something seconds.
Dude, it was number two. They played it. Maybe like on the radio.
Yeah, they condense it.
Yeah.
I bet that long fucking Richard Ramirez beat down was condensed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I don't know. We'll have to find out.
There's just no way. There's no way. So no, I wasn't surprised at all. And like when I first heard it and it came on, I was just like, hey, okay, right on. And it went into that fucking chorus, and you're like, what the fuck? And then it just keeps going, and you're like, holy shit!
What the fuck?
What the fuck? It's a terrible song.
I will say that there are. It doesn't look like there are any pavilions in MacArthur Park to rent for, St. Patrick's Day parties.
Well, that might be why the sweet okay. green ice melted. Was flowing down. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe that we didn't look at. Realize that this is an actual park.
It's a park, yeah. And I was like, oh well, it's California. What's funny is like I feel it like the, you rain. Know it does not rain. No. Like I said,
well, they
I,
had some torrential rains there recently that
yeah they really, did. They did. And like I don't know, man. Like of all the combined time spent in Southern California, I've seen it rain one time and you've seen it rain how many times?
One
just that one time.
Yeah. Zach, man, I mean, what do you think, bud? We've gone back and redone a song. How do you feel about it?
A little weird.
Okay.
A little weird, not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. That's okay. We'll see. We'll see how it
put it out.
You know, what we think and kind of go from there.
See if it gets as many listens as the last MacArthur Park.
Maybe it will. Maybe it won't.
Maybe it won't. All right, man. I think it is time now for us to pick our recommendation songs. Damn. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
It doesn't matter to me, man. So, well, I'll go ahead. I'll volunteer here. So, you know, right before we came on here.
Okay.
I heard some really upsetting news about a band that I've always liked. I did not have time to go back and pick this band.
I know what it is, I bet.
Yes, okay. And I was going to pick it, the band, so if you picked it, I did not. The Mighty Mighty Boston's broke up.
Yeah, they broke up.
Yeah, so, you know. Someday, I suppose, would have been a song I would have picked because I love it. So, a little segue. But that's not the song I picked.
You can still listen
to it. Okay. I picked a song by a gentleman that sold over 300 million records.
Whoa.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The song is off the album Honky Chateau. Are you familiar?
Honky Chateau.
Yep. Released May 19th in 1972.
What is it?
No. It's Sir Elton John.
Oh, Elton
Mona John. Lisa's and Mad Hatters.
Oh, okay.
That's the song I got. Like I said, it was... So the song was actually written by a gentleman named Bernan.
Okay.
I can't pronounce his last name. Tappan? Okay. So the lyrics were written by this gentleman. Again, May 19th, 1972. 2020 Rolling Stone magazine put this at 251 of their 500 greatest albums of all time. Went gold July 1972. Went platinum. Didn't go platinum until October of 1995. Yep, there it is. Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters. Sir Elton John.
Now, and you just like the song. Like the song I pick, and no
it's just bangers
or connection.
It's just bangers. Been on my list for a long time.
Nice, man. I dig it. I like that.
And you know, to kind of tie the air in, you know, late 60s, early 70s, I guess, you know.
Yeah. I remember you told me, Zach, you are always real good at keeping me up to date. Oh, that was with the passings of the week.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think we would be remiss if we didn't send a little shout out to the man himself, Meat Loaf, who passed away.
Like a bat out of hell, he was.
Like a bat out of hell. I will say, I'm not a big Meatloaf fan.
No.
So I didn't pick a Meatloaf song, just like you didn't pick a Mighty Mighty Boston song.
Oh, thank you. But, I was kind of hoping you wouldn't.
Yeah. But I just wanted to put, if there was like a podcast of just bad musician names, I think that would probably be the first
episode. He'd be up there. Up there. Yeah, man. Louis Armstrong, man, in the same day.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
Was it Louis Anderson?
Louis Armstrong. He's been gone for a long time. Yeah. Louis Anderson.
Bad day. Yeah. Bad day.
Yeah.
Bad All right. Day. So anyway, now on to my song, Zach.
Oh, I'm excited.
Now, you might not know this because you've been married so long, you have a bad memory. At least I think you've been married for a while. I don't know. I wasn't invited to the wedding.
Right.
But the 1 year anniversary gift, Zach, is the paper anniversary.
Okay.
So since this is our 1 year anniversary together.
Okay.
I chose the best song about paper that I could think of.
Okay.
So this week's suggestion from me comes from a man who has sold over 60 million records worldwide, not quite as many as Sir Elton. But this man is called John Cougar Mellencamp.
Oh, I love the Coug.
Yeah, man. And he has a song called Paper and Fire.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, you are.
Am I?
Yeah, you'll know it. Look it up.
Okay. It's no Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters, but... His days burn up like paper and fire. Paper and fire. Singing up an ashtray. Paper and fire. Smoking up the alleyways. Who's to say the way a man should spend his day?
That's a jam, man. So Paper and Fire, Zach. So,
Okay.
Oh, I forgot to put the year on here. Let me hold on 1 second. Now I done fucked up.
The year of that song? Yeah. Year of that song? Let me take a guess. 1983.
I think it was 87. Let me see here.
Okay.
I
could go
87. Yeah. 87. Ah, so, okay. And it was released on Father of the Podcast birthday, August 15th, 1987.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. All right.
And it was from the album The Lonesome Jubilee.
The Lonesome Jubilee.
Yeah. Released on Mercury Records. The song was written by John and produced by him and a gentleman named Don Geeman. And Don has produced all sorts of people. He produced REM.
Oh, man, I was gonna say U2. You know who the biggest pile of shit overrated band in the world is?
U2.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because I think Bono even thinks the same thing.
God, I hate that fuck, man.
Oh, they're awful, man. So that's it. So I had a question I wanted to ask you, Zanira. So after 1 full year of podcasting, we've got, if you count, let me see, the 2 episodes we deleted, we've recorded 32.
Okay.
This is episode 33 and then 34 if you count the pilot. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So of all those episodes, Zach, which is your favorite?
There are 3 that come to mind.
All right, let's hear them.
Kerb LaGoop.
Oh,
Me By Day Side. Nice. I love that episode. It's it's funny. I've got it downloaded in my phone. I'll go back and I listen to it once in a while. I just dig it.
I like it.
I really liked Humpback Clunk.
You like Humpback Club? You're not having recency bias, are you? It's just last week.
No. I laughed pretty hard. Well, Be By They Side was a little bit ago.
Yeah.
But my favorite is Be a Man.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's my favorite one. Yeah, it's a good
one. I think that might be one of my favorites as well. I also like the 4th of July special.
That was a good one. Yes, that's a good one. I did dig that.
Because that one was just me. I just thought it was funny because there were a couple times where you and I were just laughing uncontrollably because I sent you. That's kind of when we decided to switch to this format.
Yeah.
It officially happened on the Fabio episode.
Yeah,
but the 4th of July was the week before, and that's kind of when that started.
Love Attack. That was a good one, too.
That was a good one. I think just because of my connection to the episode, I think mine would maybe be Pauly Shore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not necessarily the funniest, but I feel like I painted a pretty good picture, and pretty good. I haven't listened to it in a while.
That was a good story. The storytelling was really nice.
Fucking
but yeah, man, I don't know why, man, but that damn Kurb Legoop, it just, every time I hear it, it just kind of makes me.
I don't
travel.
Think I've listened to it since that week. I'm gonna go back and listen to it.
The Macho Man, I think, was a great one.
I loved Macho Man. I wish we could have got that guy on, man.
Yeah, dude, and just the whole thing, the whole process of it was pretty wild. You know, JPK we were able to ambush him. That was cool.
That's right.
The whole thing. That was a good one, man. And I still, if you guys haven't listened to Humpback Chunk, go back, check that one out, because I think it's pretty damn funny. I laughed pretty hard. There was a couple times when I was like laughing. And a lot of times when you hear yourself on the radio or your car or whatever through this, thank you. You're like, what, you know? But that one, I was like, oh fuck, that's pretty funny. Like, there's some pretty good shit in there. So,
you know, it's been a good year. We've got over 3,000 listeners, our most listened to podcast after MacArthur Park is the Puddle of Mud episode.
I like that. That was a good one. Yeah, that was a good one too.
Yeah, that was, and that's when we had Mom of the Podcast on, so that was good.
That was good.
So anyway, I think it's been a pretty good run, man. I mean, we're putting out podcasts fairly steady. We ghost people every now and then. We got to keep them on their toes,
on their heels. Yeah.
But I feel like, Zach, it's been a privilege and an honor podcasting with you for the last 365 days.
Absolutely.
You can tell by the early episodes that we threw this thing together really quick. I mean, we had the episode in like less than a week later, we had the idea, and less than a week later, the first episode was out.
Yeah.
It went from zero, and you can tell.
No, you can, but you know, with some quality equipment and a little more knowledge, you know, things come out a little better, right?
We're doing a little better. Each episode gets a little better. Or sometimes a little worse.
It just depends.
Yeah. All right, Zach, you got anything else, buddy?
I do not. I will leave you with the honor.
Fuck you, Pauly Shore.